News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, the EU is pushing for a last-minute trade deal after President Donald Trump declared plans to impose 30% tariffs on nearly all goods imported from the EU starting next month. We're joined by John Fitzgerald, adjunct professor in economics at Trinity College Dublin. John, extraordinary developments over the weekend. I suppose when you talk about Donald Trump, nothing is truly extraordinary. What do you think is playing out? Is this just yet another one of his plays?
That's what people seem to assume. Like, it looked as if there was a preliminary trade agreement close to being settled between the EU and the US, and then he announces this. One possible interpretation is that when the agreement is reached later this month, he can then declare victory that he beat up the EU and the EU caved in. So that may well be what he's about. He's threatened all sorts of different levels of tariffs on Europe in the past and on all other countries. So this isn't new. It's not clear that the US administration, the people doing the negotiations for the US are talking to Trump and Trump talking to them, that he may be on a different planet. Now, of course, there is the chance that things will break down. And we do get it. So it could be real, but the odds are it's probably not.
OK, so you think it's bluff and you think ultimately a deal will be done?
I think that the odds are it's a bit better than 50-50. But there is the real chance that things break down and Europe needs to show that they're not a pushover. So if he does go ahead with it, well, then you're likely to see significant retaliation by Europe and you're into a different game. Now, watching the Chinese, he imposed large tariffs on the Chinese and and their response was, see you and double it. And then he came back and I'll see you and double it. And tariffs reached over 100%. And then they all went back to Trump, came back down, and there was a more rational approach. So you could see something like that.
Okay. Economically, let's say it were to play out as 30%, what kind of damage are we talking about to the Irish economy and to the Irish budgetary situation heading into the budget in the autumn?
It would affect in a marginal way. We export a certain amount of butter to the US quite profitably. Now, that butter would go somewhere else with those kind of tariffs. So there would be some damage. Also, whiskey would probably be more affected. But that's a small part of our exports. The big export to the US is pharmaceuticals. But the US problem on pharmaceuticals is that many of the products produced in Ireland is the only place that produces those products. So either you let people die because they don't have the treatment or you pay the price. So it could end up that if he puts large tariffs on Irish pharmaceuticals, that initially US consumers will just have to pay the price, which will not be popular in the US.
How long before this comes to bite Donald Trump on the backside? Like, he likes to play tough and, you know, I'm a wheeler dealer and so on. But if it starts hitting people in their pockets, we saw, was it the price of eggs, I think it was a huge issue in the presidential election. Like, how long before this comes back to bite him?
You begin to see an effect on, if he goes ahead with the tariffs on Europe of 30%, you begin to see an effect on inflation come this autumn. And that will continue. And that raises major problems for the US, because if they want to keep their inflation reasonable, then the Fed will have to raise interest rates. And Trump is already threatening to fire the head of the Fed for not cutting interest rates. So there are likely to be growing tensions within the US economy as a result of what he's done already, not to speak of another 30% tariffs.
Okay. Final question. If you were advising the EU, what should they do? Because I suppose there is a temptation to come back hard, but as you were kind of alluding to earlier on with the Chinese, that only ended up upping the ante. Like, is it kind of pause and reflect? Don't just stand there, do nothing. Is that the best policy at the moment?
Well, offer the US what they were already offering the US, and then if he goes ahead with the tariffs, you do retaliate.
Okay. And if we're talking in 2 months' time, what do you expect? Do you expect a deal with 10% tariffs?
I expect a deal, but when you talk of a deal with Trump, he's torn up all the legal agreements between the US and the rest of the world. So you have a deal, and he may take it into his head. So that's why making major concessions to the US doesn't make sense, because this isn't the end of the road. He'll just continue to, when it feels like it, change the rules. So you offer him a bit and stick at that.
Okay, we'll leave it there. John Fitzgerald, adjunct professor in economics at Trinity College Dublin. Thank you, as always, for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.